Welcome to the Scarlet Blue and You podcast. I'm Lauren Yauss, your Scarlet Blue and You host and the Hannibal LaGrange Alumni Director. I'm coming to you on this beautiful spring afternoon from the Burt Studio on the always beautiful HLGU campus. I have a very special guest today, Alyssa Pine, the Assistant Professor of Music at HLGU and the hostess of Tea Time, a very cool weekly event that the music department has. So welcome, Alyssa.
Thank you, Lauren. Happy to be here.
Oh, good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're fairly new to Hannibal LaGrange. So how long have you been on faculty?
So I am in the home stretch of my third year teaching here at HLG. So if you do the math, I began in the fall of 2020.
Great time to start.
It was a fabulous time to move across the country.
Yeah, I'm sure. So your music faculty, but what's your background educationally?
So I have a bachelor's of music education, and then I have a master's in education in curriculum and instruction, and then a master of music in collaborative piano performance.
Two masters.
So, yes, I do.
Very impressive. So, all right. Yes. And what do you love about teaching?
I love sharing the gift of music. So I believe that music is a gift from God. It's part of his creation, part of the good things he's given to us. And I love the opportunity to share that with students and help them to discover more about it and understand it better, and in turn use their knowledge to glorify him and worship him through that. I also really love building relationships with my students. It's just such a beautiful thing to be able to get to know them and encourage them academically, but also personally and professionally and spiritually. And I'm really thankful to be at HLG where that's encouraged.
I just say, it sounds like you're a really good fit, because that seems to be a common thread amongst our faculty and staff, is that, you know, we want to educate, but we're also interested in developing students' lives. Yes. And yeah. And spiritually as well as for their career. Mm-hmm. So very cool. All right. And that's a great segue into Tea Time.
Tea Time.
So if you're watching the podcast, we have props today, and they're even drinkable, which is very exciting. We have some hot tea and some pretty things on the table, which is very exciting. And we might even drink some tea while we're here.
I think we
with
should.
Our pinkies out. So. Although we haven't decided if that's British etiquette or not.
I don't believe it is, but perhaps.
It's like American etiquette.
It's how everyone thinks you drink tea when you're being fancy.
That's right. That's right. When we're being very pretty and fancy. So Tea Time, is that something that you set out to do, or did it just spontaneously happen?
It was actually pretty much by accident. So my first fall here at HLG, it was, I think, November. So I'd been here a few months, and I had a busy Friday, and I love drinking tea and knew I wanted a kettle in my office. And so I've always had a hot water kettle in my office and like a few tea bags and stuff like that. And on this particular Friday, I was like, I'm having hot chocolate. And so I took my kettle and I was walking to the fountain to fill it up. And some of my students were in the computer lab, which is right next door to my office. We have a computer lab for our students to use our music notation software. And I passed by and they were chatting, and I kind of stopped in and talked to them for a little bit. And then at the end, I was like, holding my kettle, and I was like, hey, I'm about to make hot cocoa. Do any of you want some? And they were like, sure.
College student, hot cocoa.
Yeah, it was like 3 p.m. on a Friday. What else are we going to
do? In November.
Right, yeah.
Perfect.
And so I went and filled up the kettle, and they all came in my office, and we drank hot cocoa, and we chatted, and we encouraged one another, and I just got to catch up on their week, like outside of class, and what was going on for them. And at the end, they were like, this was really cool. Can we do this again? And so Tea Time was born. And
it's pretty much happened every Friday that we have class since, right?
Just about, yeah. Yeah.
And it's grown?
It has, yes. So starting the next semester, I actually put it as a block on my calendar. It's officially office hours, but I have an invite that I send out to the music students beginning of semester, stuff like that, and on the bulletin board, so they can all see that they can come to Tea Time.
Sweet.
And then it has grown. I've pretty consistently had probably like 6 students each week, and that, you know, different ones come at different times depending on their schedules or if someone's going home that weekend and can't make it. But I think my record was 11 students in my office. So
that's a busy Tea Time.
It was.
And where did the name Tea Time originate?
Well, we were planning to drink tea, and it also rhymes with my last name. So it's tea time with Miss Pine.
Oh, that's cute. I hadn't put that together.
Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. And how long does tea time last?
It's 2 hours.
Okay.
On Friday afternoons.
So you could drink a lot of tea.
We could. Normally I make about 2 cups.
But that's
time.
Really cool. You guys just talk about life and,
yes.
and they yeah. see you maybe a little bit still as a teacher, but more as a friendly maybe mentor.
Yeah, that's the hope. On the invite, I think I always use the like who, what, where, when, why when they, you know, and so it's just like the thing I put on there is let's drink tea and talk about life. And it's not really a scheduled time other than the time itself, but mm-hmm. I don't have an agenda in that time other than just to chat and check in. And so yeah. I'm really thankful that students want to do that and I have the ability to do that with them.
Yeah. And is it just music majors?
No, not necessarily. So I extend the invite to anyone in any class that I teach, which could be in my gen eds, any major. And then it also normally spreads around like through the ensembles
people
and
hear
choir.
You have hot cocoa.
And, yeah. Or sometimes we have snacks.
Yeah.
So through choir or band people. And then I normally get kind of a random assortment, but it's normally students that are at least involved in something mm-hmm. musically, like one of my piano students or someone in one of my classes or someone in choir, but it
sure.
doesn't have to be.
And do they bring their own teacups?
Normally students do bring their own mugs. It's actually kind of half and half. Like
okay.
some of them bring their own mugs, some of them use mine. I have quite an assortment in my office. So
nice.
As long I just ask that they wash it when they're done
sure.
and bring it back. And so, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is obviously important to you because you've been doing it for almost 3 years now. So
mm-hmm.
why? Why is it so important?
I think it's really important to have a touch point with students outside of class because obviously we can kind of all slug through our routine and the day-to-day and get stuff done, and it's really easy to finish a class period and realize like I talked about my content but I didn't really like connect with students outside of our content. And I really think it's important for us to invest in the whole student, and so if they're willing and want to be a part of that, I want to give them that opportunity. I also just we're made for community, and
mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to foster that community in our little department. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the whole concept. It's so fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
And original. I've not heard of a tea time with any other faculty members. So that's really cool. So anyone can attend.
Mm-hmm.
And you do Fridays?
Fridays.
3 o'clock?
2.
2 o'clock.
2 to 4.
In your office?
In my office.
Okay, and if you don't know where that is, in the Roland Fine Arts Center.
It is.
Follow
the
smell of tea.
In the corner. And maybe the sound of laughter, hopefully.
That's right. That's right. Usually when I walk by, there is a little giggling, which is always good. All right. And then you guys have a really fun spring concert coming up.
We do. Yes.
At the end of the month, April 28th.
Yes. Yes. April 28th, which is a Friday at 7 p.m.
Excellent.
In the Parker Theater. And it will be both our choir and our band ensembles will be performing mm-hmm. that evening. And so they'll be doing some really fun music. The choir singing some really pretty a cappella stuff, some spirituals, some sacred music. And then I think band is mostly doing movie music.
But oh, that's fun.
It's at least some movie music. Don't quote
okay.
me on all of that. But yeah.
Yeah, so it's been really a blessing because some of the faculty and staff have been asked to join choir for the last 2 semesters.
Yes, you get
and
to be part of it.
And I have been a person that got invited, so it's so fun. And we do have fun music.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun concert. It's free.
Yes.
Open to anyone. Friday, April 28th at 7 o'clock.
Invite all your friends.
That's right. That's right, because it'll be fun. A good time, a lot of different music,
mm-hmm.
which is always fun.
Yes.
If
yeah,
you get tired
variety.
Of one thing, the next song is coming.
Yes.
And it will be completely different.
It will.
Yeah.
Yep.
That
for
sounds
sure.
so great. So is there anything specific we can pray for you or for your students?
I guess just perseverance in our semester.
I know after spring break, it's a little more important.
It runs fast and hard, and there's a lot to do. But yeah, also that we would grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ, and that we'd
yeah.
be an encouragement to one another in that. So
yeah, and so are you guys full up on faculty, or are you still desiring some full-time positions?
We would love to be able to hire another full-time person eventually. but we're not in the process of that right now.
Okay. So. Okay. So just pray for the faculty we have, the students we have, and I'm sure you would love to know of any students who are interested in music.
Yes.
And talk to them and
love to get
to
know
them plugged in to either instruments or voice
for sure. Yep, or piano.
Teaching, yeah, anything music related.
Ed, all the
and then they can come to tea time.
Yes, they can.
And they can hold out their pinkies.
Right.
As yes, they sip on Fridays.
Yeah. Or anytime.
That's right. That's right. You have the pot in your office all week.
I do. Yeah, I don't just bring it on Fridays.
Nice.
It all just lives there.
Perfect. Perfect. And cups. And, yeah. And as you can see, there's a nice little assortment here. She's got the tea bags, honey. You're ready to go.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming onto the podcast, telling us about tea time, a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Well, thanks for listening to this Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart so appropriate for my special guest today, preferably the HLGU alma mater, and Hannibal LaGrange in your mind.